Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching entitled Killing Sacred Cows was recorded at our 2009 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Everything that exists was created by words. Words are the parent force. And words are the strongest thing in the universe. You know, it's my own personal opinion based on what I'm saying right here. I can't prove this to you, but if you talk about a plane crash, like they just had that plane crash, you know, and 50 people were dead, you know, it seems like it seems to go in groups. They go in cycles where I think they said it had been 2 years since there had been a plane crash where people died and things like that. I hesitate to even say this, but I'm trying to make an illustration that, you know what, you can go years with nothing happening, and then something will happen, and boom, 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 there'll be two or three tragedies. And you know one of the reasons for it? It's because people all over the nations get to talking about it and talking about, oh man, airplane travel is bad, and they go to cursing and speaking negative, and you know what? It empowers and releases things. And I know that there are some of you thinking, oh man, you are in la-la land. My words don't have anything to do with that. Yes, they do. It says over in the third chapter of the book of James that the tongue is a world of iniquity, and it sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. Talking about your tongue. It says with the tongue we put a bit in a horse's mouth and we turn about their whole body. Your tongue can turn about your whole body. Instead of sitting there and saying, oh man, I feel bad. Somebody says, how are you doing? And then they're sorry they asked, because you're going to just dump on them. You're going to tell them what the doctor said. You're going to tell them every hurt and pain. And you're going to speak forth every negative thing that you can think of. And then you wonder, why am I always sick? It's because you always say what you have instead of having what you say. There's a difference. But that's how I feel. You don't understand the power of your tongue. You can change your existence by your words. I'm not sitting about there lying and saying, well, all right, I really am sick, but I'll say I'm healed in the name of Jesus. That's being a hypocrite. But you know what? You can say, all right, I've got a problem, but God's healing power is in my body, and I am not, this is not the last report. It's not the end of the thing. Jesus didn't want to confess that Lazarus was dead. He said Lazarus is asleep because he knew the power of words, and he knew it would cause fear in people, and to carnal people, death is the end of it. And so he didn't want that. And so he said Lazarus is asleep. But when the disciples said, well, Lord, if he's asleep, then he'll be getting better. Be a good thing for him to take a nap. So finally he said, Lazarus is dead, but I am glad for your sake that I wasn't there to the intent that you might believe. In other words, he didn't want to speak a negative because of the negative unbelief that it would cause. But when people misunderstood him, he finally said, all right, Lazarus is dead, but. And then he countered it and spoke a positive truth that countered the negative thing. I wouldn't suggest that you just talk about your problems, but if somebody's going to misunderstand what you say, you can tell them the truth, but make sure you go, but God is going to set me free, but I have the healing power of God. So you can say that you have a problem, but just get your butt in the right place, amen? Instead of saying, well, I know that the Bible says I'm healed, but I feel sick. No, say, well, I may feel sick, but I know that God has healed me. Amen. So just make sure you say it in the right way. So in verse 21, look at this. This is Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Death and life. Notice it didn't say death and life and just a whole bunch of stuff that doesn't matter and it's powerless and it's just stuff that doesn't amount for anything. It didn't say that. You either are speaking death or life. And here's another great truth. Every word you hear is also death or life. When you are listening to the radio and listening to your favorite music, you may like the tune, but if they're singing about falling off the bar stool and committing adultery and lusting after this thing, wearing the tight pants and getting drunk and doing all of this stuff. Death is coming out, and you are letting other people speak death into your life. Every word. When you listen to the news, did you know that most of the news, I know some of you are going to think I'm way exaggerating this, but this is a firm. I believe most of the news is an absolute lie. It's a perversion. This is not the economic problem that people are making it to be. It's a lie. It's a deception. There are some problems, but it's a necessary correction because people were doing absolutely stupid, childish, foolish things that need to correct. But you know what? The average person is not suffering. It's being misstated and it's being exaggerated. For instance, at the Super Bowl, $800 for the peon tickets. And it was full. $100 to park your car. And it was full. There is not a shortage of money. People are operating in fear. A lot of these people that are laying off are anticipating problems because everybody's talking bad and it's producing fear and stuff. But you know what? It is not as bad as what people say. Most of what you're hearing is an absolute lie. You know, in 2005, I was in Scotland when they had the bird flu. And they started killing poultry in Scotland and England, and they would pile the birds up as high as this ceiling and burn them, and you could see the smoke going up. We were also over there when the mad cow disease came out, and people lost their entire herds, and it was just a terrible situation. And anyway, I remember watching the news, BBC News in Scotland in October of 2005, and they were asking the leading expert in the British healthcare. And they said, is this ever going to mutate into a strand that could infect humans and become a pandemic? And he said, without a doubt. And they said, you mean you're saying that it will happen? He said, it's not a doubt. It's not a matter of if it will happen. It's just a matter of when it will happen. It will happen. And he says, it might be 1 year or 2 years at the most, but within 2 years, 1/3 of the world population will die from avian flu. That was October 2005. In October of 2007, I was back in England and I read in the paper and there were a total of 12 human cases of death from avian flu worldwide, and most of them were over in China. Now, it's sad that anybody died from it. But did you know what? 12 people dying is not a pandemic. It's not 1/3. It's not 2.2 billion people dead. And yet that was spoken by the leading health expert in Britain. If it was up to me, I'd strung him up from the highest skyscraper for everybody to see and have painted something on him and have done something. He needed to be punished for that. And people say, oh, well, that's just wisdom. You just present the worst case scenario. He didn't say this is worst case. He says, I can guarantee this is going to happen. And did you know people lost their poultry? There were friends of mine that went out of their business, lost everything that they had. There was people that their business collapsed. They do the same thing with hurricanes. They're wrong. Most of what they're saying is wrong. 90% of what's on the news is wrong. Thank you for both of those. That's right. And I'm telling you, if what I'm saying is true, and I believe it's true, I'm more accurate than they're accurate, then you know what? You are, every word has death or life in it. You are listening to systematic bias, prejudice, indoctrination. Come on. It's lies, it's deceptions. We got a news media that'll twist anything. And you're listening to it, and you know what? Death is being spoken. Death is being spoken. And death is, it's not only the words you speak, it's every word that you hear, whether it's entertainment, whether it's music, whether it's news, whether it's the books that you read. Every word is either life or death, not a group of nothingness in between that doesn't count. If we just believe that one point, this would radically change your life. And yet, the average person in here is so plugged into our culture, and you love this culture and you like this culture and you get so entertained and amused by it that it doesn't matter how much I show you from the Word of God, you don't care. You'll still do what you've done. And death will be sown in your life, and then you'll wonder about why things are happening. Jesus is telling you how He operated in this. It's because words were important to Him. He didn't listen to unbelief. He didn't let people speak unbelief around Him. He countered it. When one of His own disciples, He said that I'm going to go to Jerusalem and they're going to crucify me. And they will put me in the grave, but I'm going to rise the third day. And Peter said, far be it from you, Lord. It'll never happen. We'll protect you. Jesus turned around and said, get behind me, Satan, for you savor not the things of God. He recognized that that wasn't just Peter talking. That was the devil talking through one of Jesus' disciples. And even though Jesus loved Peter, and just in that same chapter, 16th chapter of Matthew, He had said, you are Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church. He loved Peter and said that confession was of God. And yet just a few minutes later, He turned around and said, get behind me, Satan. Boy, if you don't understand what I'm saying and you think, oh, this is just people talk, it doesn't mean anything. No, death and life are in the power of your words. Not only every word you speak, but every word that you hear. And if you aren't aware of that, you are being systematically poisoned. And then you wonder, why are things going the way that they're going? I'm telling you, this is how it works. It says over in Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, thus saith the Lord. It says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And then it says, and every tongue that rises against you. You know that the tongue is the biggest weapon. Every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on killing sacred cows. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series R1063C or DVD series R3207D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK161 titled, You Have the Power When You Write or Call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
Today, I'd like to encourage you to become a partner with this ministry and help us spread this good news. You know, there are many of you who do partner with us, and I want to thank you. We now are reaching over 2 billion people, potential, around the world. And it's only our partners that have enabled us to do that. But there is so much more that we want to do. There's so many people that haven't yet heard this good news. If this has been a blessing to you, if you see the benefit of this and understand how this could help other people, then I ask you to become a part of the solution instead of a part of the problem. Help us financially on a monthly basis to be able to reach out. We have partnerships available, a lot of information. If you'll call, you can inquire about that and become a partner with us today.